Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to catch up with Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, and thanks to KJN.
Well, Coach, starting off, we'll look back a little bit on last week, game on the road at Clarinda, kind of a game that got off to a poor start. You guys made a lot of mental errors there in that first quarter especially and throughout the first half quite a bit. Just little things that continue to set you back, and it makes it tough when you're in a tight game like that.
Definitely. Turnovers being a real key there in that first quarter. We put the ball on the ground 2-3 times, one interception, and, Clarinda capitalized off that. So when you look back and they score 14 points off of our turnovers and you lose a game by 14, it's certainly going to be a different game. Who knows if you ever win in those situations, but it definitely makes things more interesting.
Well, and to credit to your team, you did hang in there and battled back and got it back within one score there late in the ball game to give yourself an opportunity. When it came down to that one final deciding drive, Clarinda was able to make the plays they needed to, picked up a couple of short yardage situations to keep the drive moving and got the score that they needed. But your guys had a chance.
Definitely, and that's all we ask of our guys. I really thought the defense, going back to the first half, responded and let us get back in the game offensively. But by the end of the game, I think they were just wore down and we didn't sustain enough drives to keep them off the field. So that, I think, helped Clarinda sustain that last drive and put in the end zone and put the game away.
Well, and I'm sure your coaching staff has kind of seen this the same way, but it definitely has been the case so far with the offense that you've been able to hit some big plays and score on some big plays. But as far as when it comes down to, keeping a drive sustained and then capping it off with a touchdown when you do move the ball a little bit, that just hasn't been able to happen for you so far.
Yeah, it's a combination of things. But the biggest thing right now is we're trying to bring a young quarterback along. And early in the game, he had a few mistakes. But we love Garrett. And really in the second half, really right before the halftime too, when he throws that touchdown pass, he put a real spark in our football team. So there's going to be good things out of him too, and things just get better with him. We just got to keep him, keep developing him and keep coaching him.
Yeah, I thought that was definitely something that was a good to see confidence boost type of situation where the game, just kind of started so poorly for him and then able to throw that great pass at the end of the half to get you the score and give you a little bit of momentum heading into the locker room. And then he had a couple of nice ones in the second half as well. Something definitely that he can build off of.
Definitely. Garrett's got a lot of work to do yet, but where he's progressed this year and where we anticipate him being by the end of the season, we're excited about what he brings to the table. His mechanics aren't always the best. So his decision-making is getting better, but he just kind of has that gift of making plays when he needs to, and that's what we need for our football team.
Well, when you look at how things have played out here for you defensively, and especially in that game last week, you had a lot of those opportunities where maybe it is third and short, fourth and short, have a chance to get off the field, but just not able to make that extra play. What's the difference maker there? What do you guys need to do to be able to get off the field in those situations?
Yeah, we made a little adjustments with our outside linebackers this week and in the second half of that game to help them maybe get on more plays. Sometimes they're just running away from certain guys. We've seen that now the last 2-3 weeks. So we've made some adjustments heading into this game against Harlan of kind of balancing up our defense, just getting lined up and just trying to fly to the football and make plays.
Well, and I guess one thing maybe to look at it big picture wise, you've seen good moments. We've talked about some of the big plays you've been able to hit and some of the good defensive plays as far as forcing a turnover goes and maybe playing smart in a half of football. It just hasn't all come together for one full game. And I think once you see that, that's when your team's going to be able to turn the corner a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. It's something we've talked about this week is we haven't really put in a full, four-quarter game yet. It's early in the season, but that needs to happen here, especially this week. We've got to put something together just to be in this game. And it's got to build on for next week when we get in district play. So it's pretty critical this week that we play well. If turnovers happen, that's fine, but we've got to minimize those. It can only be one or two, and we've got to definitely put, four quarters of football together.
Well, as you alluded to, a tough opponent here this week in Harlan. They're off to a pretty good start. They've been in a couple of tight ball games already, so a little bit battle-tested. you know, they're always different from year to year, but you kind of know what you're going to get from Harlan for the most part. What have you been able to see from this year's team?
Well, we're going to have to match their physicality. They're just, you know, they might not be the huge Harlan team up front that they've had in the past, but I tell you what, they get off the football on both sides of the ball, and they are physical. So it'll be a good test for our guys up front is can we match that physicality as we move forward and throughout this whole game? You know, are they going to wear us down, or can we sustain drives and just keep chipping away and keep the thing close and win one at the end? So that's going to be a major focus of ours heading into this contest.
Well, and for really the third straight week, you match up against a quarterback that's off to a pretty good start. Jonathan Monson having a good time in the backfield so far, kind of mixing it up both in the pass and the run game. Obviously a guy that you're going to key on.
Oh, yeah. It's a real concern with him on his feet. That's really where we've been hurt defensively is quarterbacks and running backs, rushing the football. So the goal there is to make him get in some third and long situations where he has to pass it. We kind of like our matchups on the outside with our DBs and their receivers. We just can't give them, 4 or 5 seconds of time back there. So if we can get them in third and long where they don't want to be in, that'll be a real win for us.
Well, and a team that usually likes to mix it up a little bit, especially here in the past few years, they've shown a little bit more out of the shotgun look. They, of course, have always played it in the eye some. How have they mixed up their formations this year?
Well, they've done the same thing of mixing it up, as you mentioned, with in the shotgun, out of the eye, but a lot more focused on the run game. You know, eventually, I'm sure they're trying to bring a quarterback along, too, who is going to need to throw the football down the field for them to be successful in their district, too. So I think that's going to be something you'll see tonight as well, as they're going to be preparing for their district play, and they might need to throw the football down the field, even in some instances where you might kind of go, why were they throwing there? Well, they're looking for bigger and better things too, so they're trying to bring their quarterback along. We're going to make sure that we try and stop him in the run first, but even when they get in the shotgun, they're still trying to run the football with him or with a running back, so that's going to be critical for us.
When you match up against the Cyclone defense, what kind of looks are they going to give you there?
Well, we mentioned their physicality, and our kids, we've talked, it's the same story. We start out, it's chip away a little bit on the ground game. We need just 3-4 yards on first and second down, and then we can either, chip away on third down and even go for it on fourth, or we can try to put the ball in the air a little bit too, but we'll have to mix it up, throw a little bit more on first down and kind of keep them on their heels a little bit, but when we end up going for a big play down the field, we've got to hit it and we've got to strike.
Well, in this game, kind of a credit, I guess, to the Harlan's history and what they've been able to do over the years. Always seems to provide a little bit extra motivation for whoever the opponent may be, and Atlantic Harlan certainly has a little bit of a history, and I'm sure that guy gives the guys a little bit in the back of the mind that, hey, this is kind of a standard that we want to live up to. Let's go out there and show them what we can do.
Yeah, one of our goals of our seniors we've talked about is the legacy that they want to leave, and they want to put a good product on the field and play well tonight. The biggest thing is, as we've talked, is, the state makes our schedule now. And with us being 2A and them being 3A, there's no guarantee that this game continues. So this could be, there could be a stoppage in this game because of just the districts that we're in. So this is it's a big game for us on multiple levels.
Well, and we've talked about this before in the past, but when things maybe don't bounce your way in a couple of straight games, it's easy to hang your head. But I think for the most part so far, you've been pleased with how your guys have responded, and you're trying to get those seniors to step up and kind of be leaders and say, hey, this is what we need to do to correct that.
Yeah, our focus this week has just been, being positive in practice and continue to coach and learn. We're just a few steps away, as we mentioned earlier, of, putting that full four-quarter game together, and I think all of our kids understand that hey, if we continue just to move in the right direction, that good things are going to happen.
Well, I know another emphasis that you've kind of been looking at is that line of scrimmage play. Are you able to step up there and match what the other team's going to bring out there? I think you saw a little bit of a mix of that last week. There were a couple of guys that really did get the better of you up front, especially from their defensive line last week a few times. Obviously, that probably provides motivation for your guys to, hey, this is, I got to step my game up a little bit in order to slow those guys down.
Definitely, and I think our front five were a little bit depressed, and when they sit down on Saturday morning and look at the stats, and we only had, you know, 67 yards on the ground. Granted, we did do some things through the air, but, you know, we've got some guys that can carry the ball. Our guys just need to provide just a seam, and we're going to be okay. So I think they went back to work this week, you know, with a little chip on their shoulder of, you know, we should be better than that running the football, and it starts with them up front.
Well, when you talk about legacy, and we've mentioned this a few times throughout the season, you know, limited opportunities to play at the Trojan Bowl this year, and of course last year before it may look a little different. So this is another reason why this game, I'm sure, is important to your guys.
Definitely. You know, we've talked about that too. This is the last time that the Trojan Bowl is probably going to look the way it is. So this is it's a big thing for our guys. They want to leave a good memory here, and that's what we're looking to do.
Well, and certainly with those limited chances for folks to get out, we hope that a good crowd comes out and supports the guys, give them a good atmosphere to try to get that tide turn here this week against the Cyclones.
Yeah, we've always had a nice crowd here at home, and we certainly appreciate that. Our guys understand, you know, when there's people in the seats, that they expect them to play hard, and that's what we're going to hope to do.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking some time to talk about your squad here this week. Good luck against Harlan.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Thanks, KJN.
All right, that's Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. That's going to do it for Trojan Preview here on KJN.